KTBV News Time 7:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. The Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church gather at the Vatican to elect the next pope. KTBV's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave, and he files this report.
Father Thomas Rees is the author of Inside the Vatican, the Politics and Organization of the Catholic Church. Just as we have in two prior conclaves, we caught up with Father Rees on St. Peter's Square in Rome, and we asked him the question that everybody's asking: how long is this going to take?
Well, anybody who makes predictions about conclaves is always wrong, so I'm reluctant. I think, however, that there is a leading candidate right now, who is Cardinal Parolin, the Vatican Secretary of State. If he does well in the first couple of ballots and continues to increase his votes, then I think he has a very good chance of getting elected. On the other hand, if he doesn't get elected in the first couple of days, then it's wide open.
My full interview with Father Rees is rather informative, and it's available online at ktbb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
Texas is now a school choice voucher state. The governor made it official. President Trump had heavily lobbied Lone Star Republicans to pass the legislation.
Today, school choice becomes law in the great state of Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott outside the governor's mansion, surrounded by kids and Republican lawmakers, saying he's delivered on a promise made 3 years ago.
The largest day one school choice program in the United States.
The $1 billion program gives parents just over $10,000 to send their child to a private school. Senate Democrats say it hurts underfunded public schools. State Rep. James Tallarico.
Greg Abbott is betraying nearly 6 million Texas public school students.
Chris Fox with that report. Many Americans are rushing to obtain their real ID ahead of the May 7th deadline.
Real ID. It's a driver's license or ID card that meets specific federal security standards that'll be required to board domestic flights and to access certain federal facilities. TSA Acting Deputy Administrator Brian Stahl telling Fox News.
This is all about strengthening the security of our skies and ensuring a sufficient level of document and identity integrity.
Jeff Manasso reporting. A Florida man who assaulted a gate agent at DFW Airport last October is going to spend 4 months in prison.
Authorities say 53-year-old Keith Charles Owens was captured on video repeatedly punching the airport gate agent in the head. Airport personnel said Owens was rushed, inebriated, late for his flight, and apparently confused about which gate he was looking for. He cursed airport personnel and began punching them before they could subdue him. He pled guilty and will serve the prison time, 3 years of supervised parole, and pay $6,000 in restitution.
Bill McLean reporting. Animal experts in Texas are weighing in on the hottest internet debate.
So who would win in a fight, 100 men versus one gorilla? It's the viral question that's all over social media. Daryl Hoffman with the San Antonio Zoo says gorillas weigh more than 600 pounds and are all muscle.
They're three times the size of a person. You know, they spend their life walking through the jungle and climbing trees, so they have to be strong.
The zoo opening a gorilla exhibit this year. He's seen primates pick up a 55-gallon drum filled with water and toss it like a toy. The beasts, he says, are hardwired to survive, and that's why he thinks in a fight, they would win.
Michael Board with that report from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Finally, the internet taking on the serious issues.
I can sleep tonight.
Thanks, MK. Good morning to you, East Texas. On this Monday, it is May the 5th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. Stay tuned this hour for all the latest in news, sports, and weather. That forecast from KETK meteorologist Braden Seo up next. KTBB News Time 7:06.
I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. On September 12, 1787, at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, the Committee of Style, which had been appointed 4 days earlier, submitted its work for consideration. The committee's charge had been to distill the convention's deliberations into a final document, superseding prior drafts. One of the most significant changes occurred right up front. A much less lengthy preamble was written, almost certainly by Gouverneur Morris, which said in part,
"We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America."
The lead is significant. Prior drafts had read, "We, the people of," and then listed the 13 states. Those drafts gave sovereign power to the people, but only through the agency of their respective states. The people were elevated under Gouverneur Morris's preamble. The country was to be a union of states, but a nation of people. And it was the people who were to be sovereign. People make all the difference in a business organization and a career. Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance is looking for the right people to join them in the areas of sales, commercial insurance account management, accounting, and claims adjudication. To explore opportunities for a thriving career with an industry-leading organization, visit HibbsHallmark.com and click on the Careers tab.
So much is changing so quickly now.
What are you doing about it?
You stay up to speed when you're out and about with 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB. But don't fall out of the loop when you're in off the loop. Take us home, too. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
Can you tell me what's happening with this?
Playing KTBB.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by the Patio Center at East Texas Brick. Don't just reside, thrive.
KTVB News Time 7:08 on this Monday morning, and a good morning to you, East Texas. Let's get the latest now on our weather forecast, and with that, here is KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
It looks like an active week is ahead in terms of weather here across East Texas. Today is going to be mostly quiet. We'll have clouds increasing through the day and maybe resulting in a couple of showers, especially as we get into the afternoon. Our high temperatures will climb into the upper 70s this afternoon with winds from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. As we go into tonight, we'll look for lows to fall into the lower 60s, and we'll have about a 50% coverage of some showers and storms as we go through the night. And then on Tuesday, widespread heavy rainfall is expected. So things are going to be pretty active as we go into the day on Tuesday. We could be talking about several inches of rainfall and some strong to severe storms. So it's going to be one of those days where we pay close attention to the weather, and then things will finally start to clear out as we go late at night into the day on Wednesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm Kate ETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. 57 degrees over UT Health East Texas, 53 degrees over Christus Good Shepherd Medical Center, and 57 at KTBB. Melissa has your headlines next. KTBB News Time 7:10.
Living in rural East Texas is great, but weather is unpredictable. It can be particularly scary if you live outside of town. But gas and supply can take some of that worry away with propane. Propane will be there when you need it. It's safe, efficient, clean, and in most cases, less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it in bad weather. Gas and supply is all over East Texas in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. Gas and supply is also the welding headquarters in East Texas. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. How does Gas and Supply save you money on propane? They refill by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need without having to buy the whole cylinder. Think propane and remember American and locally owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running even when our weather turns nasty. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more. Close to you in 7 East Texas cities and online at gasandsupply.com. That's Gas and Supply.
If the high cost of hearing aids has kept you from dealing with hearing loss, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts has great news.
If you have mild to moderate hearing loss, then we have a solution.
Heather Laborde is a pharmacy technician at Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts in Longview.
We have a solution through AI, actually, artificial intelligence.
Technologically advanced hearing aids are now available over the counter.
You take the test with the hearing aid in your ear, and it will adjust itself to your specific hearing loss. And I actually have the hearing aids in stock. We can get the whole process done in one day.
For as little as $399, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy can fit you with discreet and technologically advanced hearing aids that come with a 30-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Lewis Morgan No. 4 is on Judson Road, a mile north of Highway 80. They're online at lmd4.com.
Lewis Morgan No. 4.
lmd4.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your local Kubota dealer. We've been selling and servicing your equipment for over 20 years. Come see us during Kubota Orange Days to see our full line of Kubota compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, RTVs, construction equipment, and hay tools. For all your jobs, Kubota is known for reliability. Stop in or check us out online at athenstractor.com. voted best place to buy farm equipment in Henderson County.
Locally owned, locally managed,
locally committed.
Your only local news radio.
KTBB.
And KTBB.com.
KTBB News Time, 712, 57 degrees in Tyler, 53 in Longview. Good morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global shares are mixed. While oil prices fell, U.S. futures declined. Republicans are trying to pass a budget bill as the White House claims it's making progress on trade deals. The Trump administration continues its aggressive spending cuts as Elon Musk is slated to leave Doge. Canada's newly elected prime minister will meet with President Trump this week. President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to reopen Alcatraz prison. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams has announced the city will install panic buttons at hundreds of bodegas across five boroughs. And there's a catch to what is considered the longest filibuster on the Senate floor. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming to you next. KTBB News Time 713.
There are a lot of reasons to own a golf car. You can get around the neighborhood to see friends. A golf car makes a great beach cruiser. It's perfect for light duty on farms and ranches. The same for keeping an eye on things in a large factory or warehouse. And you almost can't run a parade, festival, or outdoor event without a golf car. Oh, and they're great for playing golf. Lots of reasons to own a golf car, but only one best place to get one. Tyler Golf Cars. Tyler Golf Cars is an authorized dealer for Club Car and Evolution Golf Cars. They have a huge inventory in stock, and for expert service and repair, they pick up and deliver. Neighbor, beach bum, farmer, rancher, boss, event planner, or golfer. Tyler Golf Cars has your golf car in stock. Tyler Golf Cars, the best in East Texas for new, used, and rebuilt. Tyler Golf Cars is on West Irwin, two blocks west of Glenwood in Tyler. They're online at TylerGolfCars.com. TylerGolfCars.com.
Welcome to Office True or False, the exciting game about small business sponsored by Budget Business Systems, your East Texas Kyocera copier dealer. Let's get started. True or false? All office copiers break down a lot.
True.
Oh, false. Kyocera was named 2025 to 2027 most reliable A3 brand by Keypoint Intelligence. Question 2. Copier service calls go to a call center in another country.
True.
False. For more than 40 years, Budget Business Systems has answered service calls right here in East Texas. Final question. If you're in a bad copier lease, you're just stuck.
False?
Correct. Budget Business Systems can get you out of your bad lease and into a Kyocera copier. Kyocera, the most dependable copier brand. Call Budget Business Systems for a no-obligation quote on a Kyocera copier. Visit bbs-tx.com. Your East Texas Kyocera dealer, Budget Business Systems.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTBB News Time, 7:15, 57 degrees. Time for a look at sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete. NASCAR was in Texas over the weekend at a racetrack with a reputation for some chaos.
This has been how it's gone since Texas Motor Speedway got reconfigured back in 2017. And while it wasn't the 16 cautions and two overtimes last year's race needed, it was still pretty close, with 12 overtimes, including 8 during the final stage, and the last one setting us up for yet another overtime finish.
Joey Logano will get his 37th win.
Yeah! On FS1, the defending Cup Series champion gets not only his first win of the year, but also his first top 5 and only second top 10 finish. Now, Logano has won at Texas before, but that was back in 2014. The last 9 races at Texas have now given us 9 different winners.
Greg Thompson with that report. A baseball fan remains hospitalized but improving after falling from the stands at Pittsburgh's PNC Park last week.
According to a GoFundMe page for Kevin Markwood, the 20-year-old is awake and alert. He fell more than 20 feet onto the right field warning track during a game between the Pirates and Chicago Cubs. He lay motionless and bloodied as medical staff rushed to his aid. The GoFundMe page organizer, Jennifer Phillips, wrote that Kevin is also able to speak, although he has a long road ahead of him. She thanked everyone for their support, calling his progress nothing short of miraculous. An investigation into the fall determined it was an accident.
Deborah Valentine there. The Houston Rockets forced Game 7 in their first-round postseason series against the Warriors, but it didn't go their way.
Out to Buddy Hield, and he is just not missing in Houston. Buddy Hield has the liftoff here. He's got 25 points.
Hield had 6 first-half three-pointers and finished with 33 points. His teammate Steph Curry added 22 more, and the Warriors won it 103-89 to advance. In the first of their second-round series, the underdog Pacers topped the Cavaliers 121-112. Tonight's action rather includes the Knicks at the Celtics and the Nuggets at the Thunder. Rangers pitcher Jacob DeGrom hit a milestone in the finale against the Mariners.
The 1-2. And that pitch, the bottom of the zone for a called third strike. Polanco caught looking at a slider, and that's career strikeout 1,700 for Jacob DeGrom.
Texas put up a 6-run third inning without any home runs to win it 8-1 and avoid the sweep. The Astros and White Sox saw their game called after 7 innings and a long rain delay. Final score of 5-4 handed the Stros the series loss. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 718.
Hi, Bill Coates. Summer's here, but how are you going to keep up if low testosterone levels are draining your energy? Testosterone replacement therapy or TRT with Low T Center. Online TRT services might seem convenient, but often you end up spending hundreds of dollars on unreliable test kits, then waiting days for lab results before you even know if you qualify. They say you meet with a doctor, but sometimes you don't even see a person on the screen. Do you feel comfortable trusting your health to a chat? Low T Center has been changing patients' lives for over 15 years. Treatments start with an in-person consultation. There's never been a better time to start TRT than right now, with a free consultation and a free T-test. With a convenient location on Old Jackson Highway in Tyler, you can be seen by one of Low T's health professionals and get started right away. Low T Center gives you the power to take control of your health in the center or professionally monitored custom dosing for home treatments. And for those of you guys looking to lose a few pounds, Low T Center has got that covered too, with prescription weight loss. Free B12 shot on the same day. Most major insurance accepted. Offer is limited, so go right now to fixmylowt.com to book an appointment.
We want choices in the clothes we wear and the food we eat. Why wouldn't we want choices when it comes to picking eyeglass frames?
As a consumer, when you walk into an eyeglass shop and you see a big wall full of frames, they can really start to kind of all look the same.
That's Anna Thompson, optician and owner of Express Eyewear.
So what we're going to do that's different, we're going to greet you, look at the prescription first, ask you some questions like, what do you like about your current glasses? What do you not like about them? And then we're just going to sit you down and we're going to bring the frames to you. We're going to look at your face shape and see what type of frame would suit your face. Same for your preference on style. Some people want something more colorful, more noticeable. Other people want to be more conservative, and they want the glasses to be the last thing that somebody notices about them.
Independent, optician-owned, and in a brand-new location, Express Eyewear is ready to help you see better, look better, and feel better. Express Eyewear is on Highway 69, about a mile north of I-20. They're online at expresseyewear.net. expresseyewear.net.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. It is 7:20.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Workplace leaders are grappling with balancing between prioritizing people and profit making amid the rapid rise of artificial intelligence. CIMB Group's Chief Data and AI Officer Pedro Uria Recio said companies have a responsibility to protect jobs as the AI boom could drive up unemployment and potentially exacerbate inequality. In some U.S. cities, it now takes more than twice the income to afford a median-priced home than it is to afford a median-priced apartment. Nationwide, a recent Redfin analysis finds that U.S. homebuyers must earn roughly $116,000 to afford a home. That's 82% more than the income needed to cover the cost of a rental. Private direct-to-consumer brands such as Beige, Bare Necessities, and Fashion Nova are leaning on President Trump's trade war as a marketing strategy. Brands such as Bare Necessities held an outright pre-tariff sale, while others such as Beige are encouraging shoppers to buy. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure
pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
You're replacing the fence at your home and the city wants to see a survey for the permit.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
You're buying property and the bank wants a land title survey.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
You're ready to begin construction on your property and you need construction staking.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
Your home, the family farm, the land you're developing, these are big assets. To maximize them, the first step is to know exactly what you have. 7R Surveying is a locally owned professional land surveying firm based in Tyler with a focus on East Texas. 7R Surveying is expert in subdivision design, farm and ranch surveys, corner marking, land title surveys, topographical surveys, and much more. With 7R Surveying, you get local expertise and fast turnaround. Know what you have. Call 7R Surveying. See them online at the numeral 7rsurvey.com. 7rsurvey.com. Texas firm number 101-94919.
KTBB News Time, 7:23. It's 57 degrees in Tyler, 53 in Longview.
Mexico's president has denied a proposal from the U.S. for military intervention to take on cartels.
Something that I asked him about on his first day back here in January when he declared cartels terrorist organizations. I asked if that meant that he would send special forces into Mexico, and he said stranger things have happened. And now we know he at least offered.
If Mexico wanted help with the cartels, we would be honored to go in and do it. I told her that. I would be honored to go in and do it. The cartels are trying to destroy our country.
That border with Mexico is still a huge national security issue. ICE cannot find one of the Jordanian nationals who tried to breach Quantico with a box truck last year.
And that's Peter Ducey. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says she will never accept the presence of the United States military in her country. Texas may soon be in for a financial windfall.
Senator John Cornyn has been rallying support in Washington, trying to get the state paid back for the $11 billion that was spent securing the border under President Biden.
Nobody questions the fairness or the justice of this request.
He says that all the stars are aligned for the cash to be added to a massive government funding bill that's being worked on in Washington. There's a goal of getting that done by the 4th of July.
Michael Board reporting, Elon Musk's SpaceX launch site is now an official city.
The city is called Starbase. Around 97% of voters were in favor of this. According to Cameron County election results, this doesn't come as much of a surprise because the majority of people who can vote are Elon Musk's employees, but local officials say that this is a huge sign of growth in the South Texas area. Now, Starbase is only about 1.5 square miles. It's, of course, the home of SpaceX, and the main goal for both Musk and this new city is sending humans to Mars. According to the FAA, Starbase is aiming for 25 rocket launches a year. That's as many as 2 launches per month.
Madison Scarpino reporting, it's time to sign out of Skype.
Microsoft today shuts off the once groundbreaking free video calling platform, Skype. It debuted in 2003, originally just for computer-to-computer calling, though it would later incorporate calls to actual telephone numbers. Microsoft spent $8.5 billion to buy it back in 2011. Despite its initial popularity, it very quickly fell by the wayside as more people bought smartphones, which soon came with native video calling apps. Microsoft is porting all Skype users over to its meetings platform, Teams.
Evan Brown reporting, President Trump sets his sight on films made outside the United States. In a post Sunday night on his Truth Social platform, Trump said he's authorized the Department of Commerce and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to slap a 100% tariff on any and all movies coming into our country that are produced in foreign lands. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 7:26.
What you're about to hear is a real Southside Bank customer review.
Apollos gave my son a wonderful first experience opening a bank account, and I can't thank him enough. He made him feel comfortable and respected and ensured he had a full understanding of the process. From that, I finalized my decision to open one as well. Apollos truly represented the face of Southside Bank.
Our team is here for you. Learn more at Southside.com. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
This is Tony Busby with RIDEX Termite and Pest Control. I am excited to announce we need to make a new addition to our family business. Are you a dependable, hardworking individual? Would you enjoy making up to $40 an hour? If so, contact RIDEX Termite and Pest Control to learn how you can begin a new adventure in the pest control industry. Call RIDEX at 903-509-9663. That's RIDEX at 903-509-9663.
There's nothing like having a clean house.
I used to say when I had a housekeeper that came to my house that it was the best day of my week.
Natalie Dawson owns the Maids in Tyler, your professional home cleaning service.
Because I worked, I had kids in sports and taking them here and there, and that was the last thing I wanted to think about was cleaning my house.
You clean your home because you have to. The Maids in Tyler cleans your home because that's what they do.
We bring everything that we need, so you don't have to have anything ready or provide anything for us. We do have a 22-step clean that we use in every room of your home. Door frames, window sills, all the standard stuff, and then plus some extra stuff.
Front to back, top to bottom, the Maids in Tyler will get your home clean and help keep it that way. Let the maids clean so that you can relax. Learn more and get a no-obligation quote at maids.com. Maids.com. The Maids in Tyler. A clean home. A happy you.
My fellow Americans, I want to tell you about my good friends at DeVille Kitchens. These are tremendous people, and they will make your kitchen and your bathroom great again. And I'm asking my friends at DeVille Kitchens for their new release cabinet painted beautiful ruby red. We love that red cabinet. It's going to be a red cabinet wave. We'll see what happens. Their workers are so great and talented. They have so many powerful tools. They install their cabinets so well. And all I had to do is say, drill, baby, drill. So I want you to talk to my friends at DeVille Kitchens. These are beautiful and highly respected people. I've known them for a very long time. Check out their showroom on Loop 281 in Longview, Texas, or go to their highly respected website, makemykitchengreatagain.com. You're gonna love it, believe me.
KTVB News Time, 729, 57 degrees. Melissa, what do you have on the other side of the news?
Well, law enforcement officials in Florida arrested a Kentucky man who, just days after winning the $167 million Powerball jackpot, allegedly kicked a deputy during a fight at a resort. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said 50-year-old James Farthing was involved in a fight with another guest at the Tradewinds Resort in St. Pete Beach Tuesday when a deputy attempted to break up the altercation. Farthing reportedly kicked the deputy in the face, the right cheek to be exact. After the alleged assault, Farthing was ordered to turn around and place his hands behind his back, but instead, he attempted to run out of the hotel. Now, Farthing is also accused of punching the victim in the face. Deputies ultimately arrested Farthing, as well as his girlfriend, Jacqueline Fightmaster, who was charged with disorderly intoxication. Could it go any other way? Farthing's arrest came 3 days after winning the $167.3 million in the Powerball jackpot in Kentucky on a $2 ticket. Now, despite hitting the jackpot, Farthing remains behind bars due to a parole violation. Fightmaster posted bond and was released from custody.
So a newly minted millionaire named Farthing.
Isn't that great? And his girlfriend, Fightmaster, loving that. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. 58 degrees at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's following his lawyer's advice on whether deportations without due process is unconstitutional and says to the best of his knowledge, he can't serve a third term, even if people want him to.
I'm looking to have four great years and turn it over to somebody, ideally a great Republican.
The president on NBC's Meet the Press mentions Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio as possibilities. Collection on defaulted student loans restarts today.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon says American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies. That while Congress mandated borrowers start repaying student loans in October of 2023, the prior administration failed to start collecting and kept borrowers in what the department calls a confusing limbo.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, more than 5 million borrowers are in default. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 7:31, temperature 57 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, homeowners, criminals are targeting your equity, so you need to check your home's title right now. Just use promo code BILL at HomeTitleLock.com to get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 title monitoring, urgent alerts, and if fraud should happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. So please go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code BILL today. On this Monday, there is an important legal case going on. The Supreme Court is looking at it, but it is not being reported accurately to you. So it's my job to do that. This is the Garcia deportment from Maryland to El Salvador story. So you remember that ICE swept up a whole bunch of criminal aliens, and Mr. Garcia was in the sweep, put on a plane, sent to San Salvador, put in a prison there. You remember that happened. Mr. Garcia does not have a criminal record. So on paper, there needed to be some explanation about why he was deported. His wife is suing to get him back. The Supreme Court has issued a ruling saying the Trump administration should facilitate his return. However, that is misleading because there is a federal court case underway. The judge in Maryland has now ordered depositions to begin, I think, today, all right, or tomorrow, about whether Garcia was illegally sent to El Salvador. The case centers around whether this man is associated with MS-13. That's what the Justice Department, ICE, is trying to prove. If they prove it, then he's absolutely deportable because President Trump signed the executive order saying MS-13 is a terror group. That's what's happening now. There's no defiance of the court. There's none of that. And the press just absolutely lies about it. But now you know the truth. Back in a moment. Bill O'Reilly here. If you are stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can assist. Over the past 15 years, the family-owned company has helped more than 30,000 owners break free from their timeshares. They'll provide a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. So please call Lone Star Transfer, 833-594-0079. Or visit LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the oldest coin shop in East Texas with the same owner for over 30 years. That means quality and experience in buying and selling rare coins, investment gold, silver, and platinum bullion. American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the go-to store to sell your gold, jewelry, and diamonds. They're probably worth more than you think. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel and South Broadway, Tyler, and AmericanGoldAndDiamond.com.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
Tree roots messing with your pipes? Get a free camera inspection with an Evans Air $49 drain cleaning. Call 903-204-7950. That's 903-204-7950. Cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical. EvansAir.net. KTVB News Time, 735, 57 degrees. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas in what police called a chaotic scene. One person was shot and killed, 16 wounded in gunfire over the weekend at a family party in Houston.
Several of the wounded were reported in critical condition. It happened about 1 a.m. Sunday morning in South Houston. KHOU television reports that officers arrived within 3 minutes of receiving a 911 call and gunfire was still going on. According to Assistant Chief Patricia Cantu, it started as a family party. Witnesses said there was an uninvited guest who was asked to leave, and that's when the gunfire started. Cantu said many of the wounded were scattered at various spots around the home where the party was happening. Several people were detained for questioning.
John Mark Dempsey reporting. Today is the day the Department of Education resumes collecting on student loan debt.
In a statement, the Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, says American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies. That while Congress mandated borrowers start repaying student loans in October of 2023, the prior administration failed to start collecting and kept borrowers in what the department calls a confusing limbo. Nearly 43 million borrowers still owe $1.6 trillion. More than 5 million haven't made a payment in nearly a year and are in default. Another 4 million are in late-stage delinquency. The department's asking borrowers to enroll in an income-driven repayment plan or sign up for loan rehabilitation because later this year they say they may begin garnishing wages.
Jessica Rosenthal reporting, there's a battle brewing at the state capitol over whether all consumable hemp products should be regulated or banned in Texas.
We're going to ban your stores before we leave here for good.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's message to the over 8,000 cannabis retailers in Texas. The Senate passed Senate Bill 3 in March. That version would ban all THC products, including drinks sold in liquor stores. That bill has now been rewritten by the State House, and it's more of a regulatory bill. It would allow drinks, edibles, tinctures, and topical products, but would make synthetic and converted cannabinoids illegal. Heather Fazio of the Texas Cannabis Policy Center.
We should be regulating these products, certainly the converted cannabinoids. Synthetics, though, those definitely should be off the table.
The House and Senate will have to hammer out their differences.
Chris Fox reporting. More than 800 Mansfield ISD students will chat live with astronauts aboard the International Space Station today.
It's all part of their event, Mansfield ISD Goes Cosmic, which is a rare chance for kids in grades 3 through 12 to ask questions and get inspired to pursue careers in science and space. Now, the district is one of only two in Texas chosen for this NASA event. The public's invited to watch along at 9:30 a.m. on NASA STEM's YouTube channel.
Kristen Diaz reporting some good news for those who hate changing their clocks twice a year.
A plan to stay on one time all year long is gaining steam. It's backed by the business community, which says more daylight in the evening means people will go shopping after work.
Businesses benefit from increased purchasing activity when there's an extra hour or two of sunlight.
Erica Boyd heads the Texas Travel Alliance. The bill by State Senator Paul Bettencourt would keep the state on what is known as daylight saving time. That's more light in the evening. He calls it Texas time and says it's supported by President Trump.
Michael Board reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
The Catholic Church is selecting a new pope. I'm Paul Gleiser, and I'm in Rome to bring you coverage of the papal conclave. Follow my reports here on KTBB and follow my multimedia coverage at ktbb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health.
It's the thought that counts. Have you ever said that? Someone gives you a gift and it doesn't quite excite you, but it's the thought that counts. Or maybe you've been the one to give the gift that isn't quite on the mark and you hear, well, it's the thought that counts. It just didn't quite count enough. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. We're of the mind to make the thought really count, which happens when you match your thought with your gift. Well, here's the thought. You want the one you love like crazy to love the gift like crazy. The thought of her wide-eyed with surprise and the gift of new earrings from Jim's Jewelers, well, they match. The thought of your wife shocked on your anniversary and the gift of a brilliant new diamond, they match big time. The thought of what you want to happen when she opens it, the gift from Jim's Jewelers, well, that's the thought that counts. Jim's Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler, the home of the gift that counts.
Joint pain can make simple tasks like walking through the grocery store feel like a struggle. It can also keep you from living the life you love. With Christus Health, you can get total joint care right here, close to home. Whether it's advanced treatments, joint replacement surgery, or a personalized physical therapy plan, our orthopedic experts will explore every option available to get you back to being you. Christus Health, your life, our purpose.
So hot you can fry an egg on the sidewalk.
That heat's not staying outside either. Lots of people are going to struggle staying cool, especially when it gets super hot.
There's a simple fix, Brandy.
A Bannister AC tune-up.
Turns your home into a cool oasis. Your AC will blow cooler and spend a lot less energy, too.
So what's the cost for this cool and comfy retreat?
Just $69.
No better way to beat the heat.
Comes with our breakdown-free guarantee.
BannisterPlumbing.com.
Do you have a great job? Do you want one? Here at Cables Roofing, we're looking for hardworking, honest people to join our growing team. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time 7:41. Let's get the latest on our weather forecast now from meteorologist Braden Seo.
Good Monday morning to you, East Texas. We are looking at a pretty decent day ahead. As we go through the day, we're going to be seeing some clouds, especially later on this afternoon. We'll be looking for those clouds increasing, maybe a couple of showers as we go into the afternoon. Our high temperatures are going to climb into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees, and we'll have winds from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. As we go into tonight, our low temperatures will fall into the lower 60s, and we'll have about a 50% coverage of showers and some storms. And then going into our Tuesday, widespread rainfall is expected. Strong storms certainly a possibility, and pretty much everybody is going to see rain on Tuesday and potentially several inches of it. So it looks like a very active day is ahead as we go into the day on Tuesday with better weather by Wednesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. 53 degrees over Letourneau University, 57 degrees over UT Tyler, and 57 at KTBB. Movie Monday trivia coming up next. We need a little space today. KTBB News Time 7:43.
Yes, we've already had severe spring weather, and yes, the power went out here at KTBB, but if you were listening, you didn't notice. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. When the power failed here at KTBB, we rocked right along because we have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. The same can be true at your home. The power is going to go out, you just don't know when or for how long. But it doesn't really matter because when the power does fail, your Generac automatic standby generator will come right on. No sweltering in the dark for you, your AC will keep running, your lights will stay on, your life will go on. Generator Supercenter in Tyler can install a Generac automatic standby generator at your home at a price that you can afford, and they'll help you line up easy financing. That's why Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler. They're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
When it's time for Jersey Mike's to make a really great sub, a deli slicer is how we do it. Fresh sliced and made right in front of you is what we've always done. It's what we've been doing. It's what we're always gonna do. Because meat and cheese, deli sliced thin, piled high and made to order, is just how a great sub should be done. So what are you doing? Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Since 2006, Expo Home Improvement has specialized in window replacement and bathroom remodels. If you want to revitalize your home, see why thousands have chosen Expo Home for their remodels. This is the last month to save 20% off any project. Learn more at ExpoHomeImprovement.com. KTBB News Time 7:44, 57 degrees. And folks, it is time now for Movie Monday trivia. You can win a free gift card from Jersey Mike's Subs, a sub above, in Tyler and Longview. One winner per household every 60 days. As always, we're looking for the first caller with the right answer. 903-593-5822 is the number. 903-593-5822. And here is your question. Which 1983 film told the story of NASA's Mercury 7? Which 1983 film told the story of NASA's Mercury 7? We are ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look now at sports, Joey Logano needed the NASCAR Cup Series win yesterday at Texas Motor Speedway.
Big picture, Joey Logano's legacy is pretty safe. The 34-year-old from Connecticut just won his third career NASCAR Cup Series championship last year, putting him in some pretty legendary company considering that only four other drivers have ever won more. This season has been a struggle, though. Through the first 10 races, the 22 car not only had no wins, but no top fives and only one top 10. And that all changed on Sunday with an overtime finish giving Logano his second career win at Texas.
The sport changes so quickly. It's crazy how he can just ride these roller coasters and proud of the team.
Logano there courtesy of FS1. Now that win guarantees him a spot in the playoffs and also moves him up to ninth place in the point standings.
A pair of winner-take-all game sevens in the NBA over the weekend.
We were waiting on the Western Conference with the four-seeded Denver Nuggets eliminating the five-seed LA Clippers on Saturday, and then the Golden State Warriors upsetting the Houston Rockets on Sunday. So with all of that settled, we're now down to our final eight teams. In the West, the Nuggets will take on the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder, with that series getting started on Monday. The 7-seed Warriors, meanwhile, will play the 6-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves, who upset the LA Lakers. Over in the East, the top-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers and Indiana Pacers already started their series, with Indiana winning Game 1 on Sunday. Then Monday night, the defending champion Boston Celtics get going against the New York Knicks.
And folks, that is Greg Thompson with those stories. On the hockey ice, another Game 7, the Dallas Stars over the Colorado Avalanche 4-2 on Saturday. To advance in the postseason, they will visit the Winnipeg Jets on Wednesday. Jacob deGrom notched his 1,700th career strikeout against the Mariners in the series finale yesterday. The Rangers determined not to be swept.
There goes Young. Here's the pitch. It's hit hard over first. That's a fair ball down the line. It kicks back toward the diamond. Long run for Mastroboni to get to the ball. Young rounds third. He scores. Josh Tarrant for third. The throw from Mastroboni is cut. Smith is safe at third with an RBI triple.
The Rangers beat the Mariners 8-1. The Astros lost to the White Sox 5-4. Your money now. Next, KTBB News Time 747.
Texas Document Solutions.
It's your business and you're in charge. Getting the right document imaging technology to the right people in the right department is critical. And nobody does it better than Texas Document Solutions. Then there's service. It's even more critical. And again, it's your business. You're in charge. When you have a document imaging technology issue, you need it resolved quickly. And quick is exactly what happens when you call Texas Document Solutions. Their technicians are local, they're prompt, and they have the expertise to keep your document imaging technology moving forward. So just know, when you're in charge and choose Sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions, you've chosen a local company that cares about you, your business, and your team. Sharp and Texas Document Solutions. Less stress, more peace of mind. Call 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
Gardening is more than a hobby, it's a lifestyle in East Texas. And Vital Earth Resources is an East Texas company.
Vital Earth is a soils company. We also own a very prominent fertilizer company, Carl Pool Products, which we've been selling Carl Pool fertilizers for over 70 years. So we must be doing something right.
Company President Scott Hammer.
Carl Pool has a full line of water-soluble products, slow-release products, earth-safe organic products, just about anything you're involved in your gardening or in your landscape work. We have a fertilizer to take care of those situations. They're all professionally designed. They're used by professional growers. We pass that on to our retail products that are available at your best independent retail nurseries.
Including Plants of Texas, Highway 155 South in the Loop in Tyler. Learn more about Vital Earth products, Carl Poole, and Vitazyme at vitalearth.com.
Melanie Whitten of Longview, our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Jersey Mike Sobs, a sub above in Tyler and Longview. All right, so which 1983 film told the story of NASA's Mercury 7? It was The Right Stuff, an Oscar-winning film starring Sam Shepard, Ed Harris, Dennis Quaid, and Scott Glenn as astronaut Alan Shepard, who became the first American in space on today's date in 1961. Also on this date, 1821, Napoleon died in exile. 1862, the Mexican Battle of Puebla, the origin of Cinco de Mayo. 1904, Cy Young tossed the very first perfect game. 1905, the first murder trial decided by fingerprint evidence. And in 1978, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream was founded. Stay tuned for Your Money Now. Coming up next, it is 57 degrees in Tyler, 53 degrees in Longview. Your KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Microsoft raised recommended retail pricing for its Xbox consoles and controllers around the world this week. Its Xbox Series S now starts at $380 in the U.S. That's up $80 from the original price tag that debuted in 2020. Its more powerful Xbox Series X is $600 going forward. That's a 100% jump from its original $500 listing. Grand Theft Auto fans will have to wait another year to get their hands on the latest version of the popular video game. Rockstar Games said the release of Grand Theft Auto 6 will be pushed back to May 26th of 2026. The game was expected to be released later this year. A Lending Tree analysis says that one in every four large American cities, a family can earn six figures and still feel broke. In 25 of those 100 cities, average monthly spending on basic expenses exceeds monthly income for a family of three that is earning $100,000. Futures are moderately lower. That's your money now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm visiting with Donnie Thetford here at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, one of the biggest annual events here at Don's is the trade-in, trade-up sale.
You know, that's right, Paul. And if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, get to Don's TV and Appliance now. There's never been a better time. We're going to give you money back for that old appliance when you purchase a new one. We've got all the details in store featuring GE appliances, GE Profile appliances, GE Cafe, and GE Monogram. So if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, or even a dishwasher, get to Don's TV and Appliance. Your old appliance is worth money. Most importantly, we service you after the sale, so we're here for the sale and after the sale. Come shop at Don's TV and Appliance.
Thanks, Donnie. Your existing appliances are worth real money during the annual trade-in, trade-up sale going on right now, but for a limited time at Don's TV and Appliance. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at donstv.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 53 degrees in Longview, 57 degrees in Tyler on this Monday morning. Folks, KTBB's Paul Gleiser has a several-hour head start on us on this Monday morning. He is joining us live from Rome, where it's going to be a busy week as the Catholic Church seeks a new pope. Chief, good morning to you, or good afternoon.
It's good afternoon. It's coming up on 3 o'clock here, Jeff.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful day in Rome.
So I know the conclave, of course, officially gets underway on Wednesday. What's going on today and tomorrow?
Well, important stuff, and that was underscored by a conversation I had with Father Thomas Reese. Excerpts of the interview that I did with him yesterday, you'll hear in newscast all today. But I asked that very question. Here's what he said.
Is it fair to say that the period of time Monday and Tuesday before the conclave actually begins and the period of time up until today when they have been gathering, is that when the real work of a conclave happens?
Absolutely. The time before the conclave is extremely important. There are formal meetings where various cardinals get up and give speeches, but even more important are the informal meetings where they get together over dinner or over cocktails or just coffee, just getting together to talk. You know, there are cardinals there that don't know the other cardinals. They're wearing name tags. They don't know each other. And so they're asking, well, what do you think of this man? You know, they go to cardinals they trust, the more famous cardinals, and say, well, what do you think of this one? What do you think of that one? And that's what's going on in the time before they go into the conclave.
I think, Jeff, the only thing we can say is that it's a room, but it's probably not smoke-filled, but even this is Italy, it might be.
Well, now, of course, you mentioned that's what's going on today and tomorrow. With that framework in mind, can you give us a rundown of what's going to really happen on Wednesday once this thing gets rolling?
Yeah, Wednesday at 3 o'clock Texas time, 10 o'clock here, the Cardinal Electors will celebrate the Mass Pro Elegendo Romano Pontifice, which translates to for the election of the Roman Pope. They will then have lunch. Then at 9:30 Texas time, 4:30 here, they'll gather in the Pauline Chapel in the Apostolic Palace. They will sing Veni Creator Spiritus, which means come Creator Spirit. They will swear an oath, and they will process into the Sistine Chapel, where they will be locked in with a key, con chiavi, conclave. a single vote is possible Wednesday afternoon. And then Thursday and Friday, and as long as it takes. There'll be two votes in the morning, two votes in the afternoon. And black smoke will go up the chimney after two unsuccessful votes. White smoke will go up the chimney if they have a successful vote, and that will continue for 3 days, and then they'll break for prayer and start over. They need 89 cardinal electors out of 133 to anoint a new pope, and we will be here watching. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, your Christus's purpose from Rome. It's Paul Gleiser.
Thank you, sir. And folks, KTBB News Time, 7:56.
Sure, you can get something framed at the chain store. But what's missing?
I think the biggest factor there is expertise.
Certified picture framer Tricia Pottinger owns Tricia's Rose City Framing.
The second biggest factor would be care for your item. We treat it as if it was ours.
If it's a memory or a moment that matters, you should frame it so it will last a lifetime.
I am a certified picture framer, which means the industry of picture framing has said I know what I'm doing. Every single piece that comes in has a story to it, and you want to share that story in a way that the integrity of the piece is maintained.
Photographs, paintings, diplomas, sports jerseys, military decorations. With professional custom framing, they all tell a story. Tricia's Rose City Framing has the expertise and the certification of the Professional Picture Framers Association. Tricia's Rose City Framing is in Tyler on Shelley Drive. Learn more online at rosecityframing.com.
That's number 4214C.
Roy Asseville here from AC Contractors with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Had a little power situation at my place last week, Mr. D.
Oh, a little glitch in the grid.
Yep, but Jenny stepped up and kicked right in.
Jenny? Who's Jenny?
That's what my son nicknamed our Generac generator.
Oh, I see.
He gives everything names. Larry the lawnmower, Penny the printer.
I bet your family was grateful Jenny the generator was able to keep the lights on and the food fresh.
Oh, you bet. The outage only lasted a couple of hours, but we didn't miss a beat of family time on Timmy the TV.
Whole house generators run on natural gas or propane. And with AC Contractors, there's no waiting months for installation either. We're ready to get you revved up.
Yep, just like Belinda.
Belinda,
the blender.
Find out about the advantages of a whole house generator at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Get all the weather information you need from right now to later in the week at KTBB.com. Keep up with the changes and be ready for whatever you're planning. The latest weather information, anytime, on any screen. East Texas weather can change in a matter of minutes. Know what's going on so you can be ready. Accurate weather information for anywhere in the world from anywhere you are, anytime. Click weather at KTBB.com. Powered by Southside Bank. Discover banking with a hometown touch.
It's legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials, like Monday when kids 10 and under eat free with each adult meal. At Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com. KTBB News Time, 7:59. Good Monday morning to you, East Texas. Glad you're with us to help start off a brand new work week. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
As you just heard, KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave, and school choice is now law in Texas. Governor Abbott signed the bill over the weekend. Braden, how about weather?
Highs this afternoon will climb into the upper 70s with a chance for some showers later on today. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, it is 53 degrees right now in Longview, 57 degrees in Tyler. Braden's complete forecast coming to you just after the top of the hour. Also, great talk shows. Sean Hannity at 2 today. Jimmy Failla at 11 on the Glenn Beck Show. Resurrecting Alcatraz and impeachment. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.